to have you come in. So.
Oh, boy.
I think. Anyway. And then at another point here in the real near future, because I know you're probably not going to the Caribbean or anywhere right
well,
away.
Well, I don't go to anything.
That I was hoping to have the 4-H photography kids come out to the ranch, and you could maybe show them some of your, you know, things around the ranch and,
okay.
and some of the things that you like, your favorite places, or just give them some things to think upon and take pictures of and share some of your life out there with them.
Okay.
And I'll call you.
All
still
right.
have a rake?
Yeah.
No, I've
oh,
got a bunch of... I've got the rake seat on my
there
back.
You go.
Sit on it for breakfast
sit
every
on
morning.
It, yeah.
No, but my son-in-law, Daryl, you know,
uh-huh.
he's a
oh.
very good craftsman,
yeah.
and
yeah.
so he built a table or something in Paddock or Fish Creek.
Oh, okay.
And so he wanted those seats,
yeah.
but
uh-huh.
those seats were
they're
all...
hard to come by.
Yes, and they were all rusty. So I got that layman's catalog, because he's doing two, and I got him four seats.
Oh, there you go.
Because he could... because
yeah.
they can... they're new seats.
Yeah.
But the rusty was terrible, and they wanted $25 or the rust, and you can't.
They're antiques.
Yeah. I'm an antique.
That means you're worth more.
Yeah. I don't know.
I didn't send the coffee.
What?
I didn't send the coffee down there.
Oh,
for
no,
you.
That's all
right.
Well.
Thank you, Esther.
Well,
yeah,
really
thank you.
But
I,
it was very interesting.
You
enjoy
should,
it.
You should talk to Chris.
Oh, we're definitely going to do Chris. We're going to, like I said, if I can get the kids going really, and if Judy's back from the Caribbean,
mm-hmm.
And then Chris Johnson's a must.
Yeah, because
she's still, you know,
she's
ready to go.
And I spoke with Jody Oberweiser the other day.
But
she has a list of people that she was trying to get some kids to do too, so you might coordinate with her so that you don't, because for some reason, I don't know if it's you and I were talking, and she had talked about Chris to her that just you had, but you might want to make sure that
okay.
you get your...
Because Lita would be good too.
What?
Yes.
Lita
oh,
Mason.
Oh, yeah.
Because if she could tell stories about the old Mason Ranch
oh.
up on, I mean, that's a gorgeous place.
And,
I can't believe they moved.
And she was... She had to work so hard here.
Yep.
I mean, boy, she worked, and then they bought that interest in the tea bar, you know.
Yes,
when
I
Jack
remember.
We used to go, we used to ride together, because we joined them, you know. But Lita, mm-hmm. she's worked all her life.
Hard.
I mean,
yep.
yeah,
if we could get her to tell
and
stories, it'd be
yeah.
good. She's a little shyer.
Mm-hmm. Well, Chris
might bring you along. So.
Chris will
talk. I'm not worried about Chris.
Because she just loves to talk.
Yep.
And her parents were Miles City Saddlery Company, and she is a very good brand of saddles, Coxhill
yep.
saddles.
Yes, they are.
And they still have a, well, she doesn't have a, but she... the Miles City Saddlery is still there.
Mm-hmm.
It's a nice store.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's some really great. I mean, I can just see going and
but
doing this.
But Chris never, you know, Chris was not. She didn't go out to the calving pens or
oh,
anything.
No. So that would be good, because
yeah.
she's different. She
yeah.
was more of in
yeah.
around the house.
And the house.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, moving the cows up to the sand basin, and she used to cook and have all those picnics for them. And,
mm-hmm.
But she's very political.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And she's 90. She'll be 93 in March 4th.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, Phyllis was
90.
90.
I sent her
and, you know, Carrie, when I came here, she looked just the same to me as she looks now.
I agree.
I know. She doesn't change. And she was secretary of the Angus Association and all, and she had tragedy in her family and all. Yeah.
So they must be doing Phyllis and Drummond, aren't they?
Probably. I think that.
She taught school in the first grade, and whatchamacallit? Annette Applegate went to first grade.
Really?
Yes, because she was at the birthday party.
Wow.
We were talking about that. We were reminiscing. But if you didn't get Phyllis.
Yeah.
She's
kind of... I know Jody had talked about her.
So. Yeah, I'm sure.
No, she never changes.
Mm-mm. No.
She looks the same.
Same
she does.
All in yep. 60 years.
Yeah.
Because we've always... And she's... her husband's an artist.
You passed the gallery when you came
gallery
up.
With all the fancy animals.
Occasionally
open
or something.
Mm-hmm. Bill Harmon.
He's been in the Missoulian and such here articles on him here recently.
But I can't. And she used to grow a big garden, you know. Gee.
She still has a garden. I don't know if it's
no,
the big one anymore.
No, she's not.
She's not doing it anymore. Because, I was always jealous.
I think she has a tough road to call. I think Bill is. But Philip went to see Bill, and he was welding and all this stuff.
Yeah,
making new animals.
Well, gotta be busy.
Gotta stay busy.
Yeah. I better go home.
All right, Esther,
I've
thank you for your time.
Get
dinner
know.
On the table for Pat.
Yeah, thank you.
Oh, I don't know. Well, thank you.
Thank you.
We'll
nice
see
nice
you again.
Meeting you.
Yeah. God, I don't know what I did.
Oh, it's perfect, Esther.
It's good.
Just perfect.
That's right.